Master of Balance, and welcome to Balance 2. Thanks for joining us. I pray you continue to support our endeavors while we take this journey together during these very troubled times. So, despite all the craziness going on in the world, we want to be your respite, your place to decompress, relax, reflect, and acknowledge.
We find ourselves at a profound crossroads in American history, where the very foundations of citizenship and belonging are being tested in ways that demand our deepest moral reflection. The recent developments in federal policy regarding denaturalization and birthright citizenship represent more than legal maneuvers, they are windows into the spirit of our nation. The expanding reach of denaturalization. The Justice Department's June 2025 directive to prioritize civil denaturalization proceedings marks a significant shift in how we approach citizenship. Where once such extreme measures were reserved for the most serious offenses, terrorism, war crimes, we now see an expansion that encompasses financial fraud, medical fraud, and other civil violations. This broadening scope troubles me deeply, not merely for its legal implications, but for what it reveals about our collective understanding of redemption, grace, and second chances. When we make citizenship so fragile that it can be stripped away for civil offenses, we create a two-tiered system where naturalized Americans live under a perpetual sort of Damocles, while whites born here enjoy unassailable security. The procedural realities make this even more concerning. Civil denaturalization cases operate with a lower burden of proof than criminal proceedings, and defendants are not guaranteed legal representation. This creates a system where the most vulnerable members of our society, often those who have already overcome tremendous hardships to become Americans, face the ultimate penalty with fewer protections than someone charged with a misdemeanor. The fragmentation of birthright citizenship. The Supreme Court's recent ruling limiting nationwide injunctions has created something unprecedented in American history, a patchwork of citizenship rights that vary by geography. The 14th Amendment's promise that all persons born or naturalized in the United States are citizens now faces a practical challenge that threatens to create different classes of Americans based on the accident of their birth state. This fragmentation strikes at the heart of what we claim to believe about equal protection under the law. When a child's citizenship depends on which side of a state line they were born on, we have abandoned the perpetual lie in the Constitution that all Americans are created equal. We have allowed political expediency to override constitutional clarity. The practical implications ripple outward like stones thrown into still water. Families will face uncertainty about their children's status. Hospital administrators and state officials will become reluctant arbiters of citizenship. Communities of color, already bearing the weight of generations of discrimination, will carry the additional burden of proving their belonging in the only country many have ever known. The broader pattern of exclusion. These citizenship policies do not exist in isolation. They are part of a broader tapestry that includes the systematic rollback of civil rights protections, the targeting of diversity and inclusion programs, and increasingly aggressive rhetoric that casts entire communities as perpetual outsiders. When we examine these policies through the lens of their cumulative impact, a disturbing picture emerges. Each individual policy might be defended in isolation, but together, they form a coherent strategy of exclusion that disproportionately affects communities of color. This is not accidental. It is the predictable result of choices made by those in power. The dismantling of programs sends a clear message that efforts to level the playing field are unwelcome. The aggressive immigration enforcement creates a climate of fear that extends far beyond undocumented immigrants to encompass entire communities. The rhetoric of taking back America implies that certain groups have somehow stolen something that rightfully belongs to others. The climate of fear and its consequences. What emerges from these policies is not just legal uncertainty, but a profound climate of fear that permeates communities across America. When citizenship itself becomes contingent and fragile, when birthright can be challenged and questioned, when the very programs designed to create opportunity are eliminated, entire communities begin to question their place in the American story. This fear has consequences that extend far beyond the directly affected individuals. Children grow up wondering if their parents might be taken away. Students question whether pursuing higher education is worth the risk of drawing attention. Entrepreneurs hesitate to start businesses that might make them visible to authorities. The collective potential of millions of Americans is diminished by the weight of perpetual uncertainty. The psychological toll cannot be overstated. To live in constant fear of having one's citizenship questioned or revoked is to live in a state of perpetual anxiety that affects every aspect of life. It changes how people interact with institutions, how they plan for the future, how they raise their children. It transforms the American dream into the American nightmare. The moral crossroads. As I reflect on these developments, I am compelled to acknowledge a difficult truth. The question of whether there is a future in America for people of color is not ultimately a legal question, it is a moral and societal one. Laws can be changed, court decisions can be overturned, policies can be reversed. But the heart of a nation, its commitment to justice and equality, its willingness to live up to its highest ideals, these are matters of moral choice. The legal framework provides the structure, but it is the moral framework that gives it meaning. When we choose to interpret laws in ways that exclude rather than include, when we use legal technicalities to circumvent constitutional principles, when we allow fear to override our commitment to justice, we reveal the true state of our collective moral compass. This brings me to perhaps the most challenging aspect of our current moment, the role of white Americans in determining the future of racial justice in our country. The uncomfortable reality is that in a democracy where white Americans still constitute a majority, the future of people of color depends significantly on the moral choices made by that majority. The white American moral imperative. This is not to diminish the agency, power, or contributions of communities of color, who have been the driving force behind every major advance in civil rights throughout American history. Rather, it is to acknowledge the mathematical and political reality that lasting change requires moral conversion among white Americans who have the power to either support or oppose policies of inclusion and justice. The question becomes, how will white Americans choose to define their values going forward? Will they embrace the narrative of scarcity, that equality for others means less for them? Or will they recognize that true security and prosperity come from building a society where everyone has the opportunity to thrive? History shows us examples of both choices. We have seen white Americans stand with their neighbors of color in the face of injustice, and we have seen them retreat into fear and resentment when asked to share power and opportunity. The current moment demands clarity about which path we will choose. The call to moral courage. The policies we face today, the expansion of denaturalization, the fragmentation of birthright citizenship, the systematic rollback of civil rights protections, these are tests of our national character. They ask us to choose between our fears and our values, between our prejudices and our principles, between the comfort of the familiar and the courage required for justice. For white Americans, this moment requires a particular kind of moral courage. The courage to recognize that their own freedom and security are ultimately intertwined with the freedom and security of all Americans. When we create systems that can strip citizenship from some, we weaken the foundations that protect all. When we allow fear to drive policy, we all become less free. This is not about guilt or shame, it is about responsibility and opportunity. Every generation faces moments when it must choose what kind of society it wants to create for its children. This is our moment. The path forward. The path forward requires more than policy changes. It requires a fundamental shift in how we understand American identity and belonging. We must move beyond the zero-sum thinking that sees inclusion as a threat and embrace the abundance mindset that recognizes diversity as strength. This means supporting policies that expand rather than contract the circle of citizenship. It means defending the constitutional principles that guarantee equal protection under the law. It means investing in communities and programs that create opportunity for all Americans to thrive. But most importantly, it means engaging in the hard work of moral transformation, examining our own biases, challenging our assumptions, and committing to the ongoing work of building a more perfect union. Conclusion: the moral question of our time. As we stand at this crossroads, the question is not whether the law will ultimately protect the rights of all Americans, though that battle must certainly be fought. The deeper question is whether we will choose to be the kind of people, the kind of nation, that makes such protections unnecessary because they flow naturally from our shared commitment to justice and equality. The future of people of color in America is not predetermined by law or policy. It will be determined by the moral choices we make today and tomorrow, and every day after that. It will be shaped by our willingness to see each other as fully human, fully American, fully deserving of dignity and opportunity. For white Americans, this moment offers a profound opportunity to align their actions with their stated values, to move beyond the comfortable distance of good intentions toward the uncomfortable proximity of real change. The question is not whether they will be asked to make this choice. The question is whether they will have the moral courage to make it well. The answer to that question will determine not just the future of people of color in America, but the future of America itself. For a nation that cannot extend full citizenship and belonging to all its people is a nation that has lost its way, regardless of what its laws might say. The choice is ours. The time is now. The question is, what kind of America will we choose to build together? Balance due.
That concludes today's show. Thank you for supporting Balance Due. We're a veteran-owned, tax-exempt nonprofit organization. Our message is inspiration, positivity, and spiritual guidance, all geared towards strengthening the community. For more info on upcoming events or podcasts, please visit our website at balancedue.org. And remember, we don't bend, we don't break. We keep it together for heaven's sake. So let's take this journey together, folks. And remember, God blesses those that bless others. Listen to advice and accept discipline. And at the end, you will be counted among the wise. Hope to see you soon. Peace.